Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. Let's start with what's been happening on the website this week.
We've got our latest fantasy football article on the website.
Yeah, we really need your help this week. We had our worst ever week in the last round of matches, so we're going to make a few changes.
We're changing our defence. Maybe the whole defence. Our defenders have been rubbish all season.
We've got a vote for you on the fantasy football page about which defenders need to go and a few better ones to buy. There's a link on the side of this page, and we would really like to hear your opinions.
What else has been happening?
We had a few comments about last week's podcast. We asked you to use superlatives and the present perfect in some of your answers, and it was great to see you practicing this area of language.
Pui from Laos said that the best goal he's ever seen was Ibrahimovic's bicycle kick. He didn't say which bicycle kick. He scored loads. But I think he probably means the one that he scored for Sweden against England.
Oh yeah, well, that was brilliant. I'm sure you can all remember that one.
El Ghul from Algeria said that the furthest he's ever travelled was to an Arsenal match in 1978.
It would be great to hear more about that visit, El Ghul.
De Villiers from Spain said that the hottest place he's ever visited is his gym's sauna. Alex from Ukraine said the best song he's ever heard is We Are the Champions by Queen. And Kwesi Manifest from Ghana says his happiest memory is when he won a Premier Skills competition.
We're happy we make you happy, Kwesi Manifest. Here are the Premier League headlines this week.
Premier League players hit form in African qualifying.
Arsenal's Alex Iwobi and Manchester City's Kelechi Iheanacho both scored to give Nigeria a 2-1 win against Zambia. Algeria and Cameroon are also in this group, a real group of death, with only the top team qualifying.
Spain and Serbia are on the road to Russia.
Southampton's Dusan Tadic got two assists and the winning goal for Serbia in a 3-2 win against Austria in Group D of World Cup qualifying in Europe. And Chelsea's Diego Costa and Manchester City's Nolito got the goals to give Spain a good win away in Albania.
Bob Bradley becomes the first American to manage in the Premier League.
Bradley has taken over as manager at Swansea City. He has previously managed in France and Norway and as the national manager of Egypt and the USA.
So, Swansea City have a new manager. He's called Bob Bradley and he's American.
He's the first American manager in the Premier League ever. Do you think he'll have any language problems?
What do you mean? He speaks English.
Yeah, but there are loads of differences between American and British English. Bob Bradley, is he a football manager or a soccer manager?
Yeah, okay. Soccer in the USA and football in Britain. That's one difference, but I don't think there are too many more. Well, there's trousers and pants too, I suppose. Actually, we can speak to an American now and ask her.
Hi, Virginia in Minneapolis. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here, yes.
So, Bob Bradley from New Jersey, USA, is the new Swansea City manager. How do you think he'll get on, Virginia?
Bob Bradley is a great soccer coach. I think he'll be a great success. He's a coach who likes to play with lots of offensive players, but also thinks about defense. He has lots of good players to work with, like the midfielder, Sigurdsson, and the goaltender, Fabianski. I'm sure he can't wait for his first game on the field. Bradley's first game is an away tie at Arsenal. Not an easy one. I think if it finishes in a tie, he'll be happy. Maybe it will finish 0-0. Bradley will be looking for a shutout in his first game.
So you think Bradley will be a hit? Do you think he needs to make any changes?
They could do with a new offensive player. They don't get enough shots on frame, and maybe someone who is prepared to get his cleats dirty.
Okay. Thanks, Virginia.
Did you understand any of that? Goaltender? Shutout? Cleats?
No, not really. But if we look at it again, I'm sure we can work it out.
Okay. Let's start with goaltender. Virginia spoke about Fabianski, and I know that he's Swansea's goalkeeper.
So, goaltender is American English, and goalkeeper is British English. When you don't know a word, it's important to use your general knowledge, and not just knowledge of the language. It can really help.
Shutout. Right. Okay. Virginia said that the match will finish 0-0. We say nil-nil in British English, but I understand 0-0. So she thinks it will be a draw, or a tie in American English. So a shutout is...
It's a clean sheet. A shutout means you don't concede a goal. In British English, we say clean sheet. And in American English, shutout.
Okay, got it. When we don't know a word, we should use the sentences before and after the word to give us some context. We can then often make a good guess about the word. What about cleats?
This is a tricky one. Let's leave that for our listeners. If you know what cleats are, leave us a message in the comments section below.
So, we've been looking at some of the differences between British and American English. Let's take a look at some of the main differences. Let's start with the biggest difference. Vocabulary.
Most words are the same in both British and American English. But there are some words that can cause confusion, as we saw in the previous section.
Soccer and football is a clear difference. Let's look at some different words that are different on the other side of the pond.
The pond is what some British and American people call the Atlantic Ocean. It is, of course, much bigger than a small pond for fish and frogs.
Okay, I'm going to give you an American word, and you have to tell me the word in British English. It should be easy, right?
It should be, but I sometimes find it difficult to understand your American accent, Rich. So
okay.
I'll try my hardest.
Okay. Cookie.
Easy. Biscuit.
Parking lot.
Car park.
Good. Next. Drugstore.
Chemist.
Fries.
Chips.
Sneakers.
Trainers.
Crosswalk.
Sorry, what?
Crosswalk?
No idea. an angry person walking?
No, it's a zebra crossing. You know, in the street, when you cross the road.
Yeah, okay, I know, zebra crossing.
So, sometimes, even British people can find American English difficult. If you're not sure what some of these words mean, take a look at the activity further down this page. Are there any other differences between American and British English?
Pronunciation is different sometimes. In British English and American English, there are different accents. I have a Southern English accent, and I say laugh, chance, and can't. But in American English, it's often more like laugh, chance, and can't.
Nice accent, Jack. Sometimes the word stress is a bit different too. In British English, we say defence and offence. But in American English, we say defence and offence.
Despite these differences, it's usually not too difficult for American and British people to understand each other. If you want to know more about these differences, have a look on our Learn English website. There's a link further down this page.
And I've put a link to some of the differences in football English in Britain and the US too. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to head home. To head home means to score a goal with your head. And outside of football, it means to return to your house.
Well done to Lubomir and Alex from Ukraine and Kwesi Manifest from Ghana. You three got the right answer.
The only clue that I'm going to give you this week is the American version of the word. In American English, they say overtime. But in British English, we say... There were no matches last week, so let's get straight to your prediction, Rich.
There's no doubt what this weekend's big match is, but we have to wait until Monday. It's Liverpool at home to Manchester United. United started the season well, but they haven't won for the last few matches. Liverpool, on the other hand, are flying and have won their last four matches. I want Liverpool to win, of course, but this weekend I have more hope than normal. And I really think we're going to win easily. Final score, Liverpool 2, Manchester United 0.
Wow, you are confident. Don't be overconfident. Sorry to be a spoilsport, but I think it will be a 1-1 draw.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.